Okay, so we were exploring some of the sort of technical issues. You talked about filtering. You want to explain a little bit more about how you did that and why you did it?
Well, yeah, because we wanted to get the feel of the 60s and the 80s, and we wanted to make it look as if we were there.
Yeah.
When we decided to use the filter, we were thinking maybe it would be too cheesy.
Right.
Would it work?
It's like when you think back to the 70s, there's a certain colour that you think of, and it's sort of like
brown.
A browny, sort
orange.
Of orangey colour.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we wanted, kind of like the memory, that's the memory that people have of the 70s.
Do you know why it's brown and orange?
I think that was just the trendy kind of colours to have. Like, most people's living rooms were that colour and stuff. And
yeah,
there's
another reason as well.
Was it the film?
Yeah, yeah, the film that was used, the Kodak film.
Yeah.
Because it's now 40 years old, the people who still have photographs from the 70s, their photographs have slightly faded and become this sort of browny orangey colour.
That's how you think back to that, that's the first thing that really comes to your mind. And it's kind of wanted to show that if we were to use it the same colour tone all the way through, the original one that was used, it wouldn't have the same sort of feel.
Sure.
And you want
to shift in colour from era to era, don't you? To mark the change in
time.
Also,
it got quite difficult doing it as we were putting it together.
Yeah.
There's also the rendering and all that.
Sure.
But then when we were doing the filters, it did take a bit of time to get the colours right.
You have to be patient, don't you?
Yeah, you have to be patient.
So, and talk to me about the editing process then. What was that like?
It was prolonged.
Yeah.
Because it just we had to get everything accurate. We wanted to get that feel.
Yeah.
But basically, we wanted the quick shots. We were getting really quick shots.
Yeah.
And we did the whole film in handheld.
Can you explain why you wanted lots of quick edits then?
We wanted to keep it upbeat, really exciting,
like fast
people
and
on the edge of their seat.
How did it suit the content of the film then? What's happening in the
film? Well, I'm getting chased by someone, so it's really like all these fast shots and everything. And all these,
so you want lots of energy and
excitement. Lots of energy, and we don't want it slow paced, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Because the story is, it's basically it's about rivalry,
right.
But the viewers don't know why they're
right,
running.
Right. So it's slightly surreal quality
to
it. Yeah,
so
you get
them to tell the story.
Okay, a bit like the prisoner being chased by a big white bull.
Yeah.
Okay, we have no idea why. What about the locations then? They must have been quite important in the film.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, I did a lot of research on locations. There was an area in Greenwich where the older houses were very 60s, and they built 60s structures and everything, and you feel like there's a 60s vibe every time you go there.
Right.
So I thought that's a perfect location. We were lucky enough, actually, when we were filming, to find an old-fashioned 60s car in front of the houses we wanted. So we got some fantastic shots there.
Right.
And it was just looking around, really, and just finding things that still got sort of 60s structures and that.
Yeah,
we could go
around. And so how did you cope with the soundtrack and getting the soundtrack to match the visuals?
It was difficult matching it, because also when you're cutting, you want to cut the beat.
Yeah.
So you have to look for the beat, you have to cut in the right place. But it actually matched weirdly, which really went well.
I think the songs are really important to the film because it's, you know, it's the 60s when you hear the Kinks.
Sure.
And you know what I mean? There's a 60s feel to it when you hear the Kinks, and Duran Duran for the 80s. And
except that makes it quite challenging for you, because if you have 60s music and it doesn't look like a 60s... scene that's going
we
on,
tried
it's going
to
clash with the audience, isn't it?
We tried to make it quite clear as well with the clothes that I was wearing.
Okay.
Yeah, so costume-wise, we had to kind of find everything and make it right. I mean, Sam was brilliant when it came to the costume, because, I'm not...
Which sounds like, as a team, you've managed to divide up the roles really successfully, so you played to each of your strengths. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the audience reaction, because you showed an original sort of edit, didn't you?
We showed a few preview clips, because we didn't have a full film to show at that point.
And what was the reaction from the audience when you showed those?
I mean, we did have a bit of comedy element to it, so I think people really enjoyed it.
Did they recommend that you changed any aspects of it?
Yeah, there were a few, there was some constructive criticism.
Right.
We had to, things like, why are they running? Because they didn't see the whole film, they don't know. But,
I personally think that when we showed the preview clips, it wasn't really that good, because with this film, you need to kind of watch the whole film
to
appreciate it and really enjoy it. When you just watch a couple of clips, it's just...
So the ending's pretty crucial, is it?
Yeah,
and the whole sort of story is pretty crucial, and you need to watch the whole film to
So can you give me an example of maybe a couple of things you've added or enhanced in the film based on the audience feedback?
We've made more of a story out of this now. And also we kind of asked them to give us a bit of what would you like to see in the film.
Okay, I'm just going to stop you there because we're going to run out of time. We'll have to do another section.